President Obama talks drones.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Citrix with GoToMeeting, enabling teams to meet and collaborate online in HD video from anywhere, anytime. More at GoToMeeting.com.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. President Obama has delivered his most detailed comments yet on the use of drones to kill reputed terrorists. The use of drones at home and abroad is controversial. It's led to congressional hearings and sparked debate among law enforcement. The president confirmed that drone strikes have killed Americans abroad, but he strongly defended the U.S. drone program, saying its use has been important to the war on terror.
Simply put, these strikes have saved lives.
John Villasenor is a professor of electrical engineering and public policy at UCLA. He thinks it's a little more complicated than that.
I don't know that anyone disputes that the program has been, quote unquote, successful in the sense of reaching targets. But the question is, there's a significant amount of collateral damage.
Despite controversy surrounding drone strikes abroad, domestic unmanned aerial vehicle uses are different. Villasenor thinks potential positives at home will eventually win out.
Here at home, unmanned aircraft can be used for agricultural spraying. They can be used for surveying. They can be used, of course, for search and rescue, for spotting hot spots in a wildfire, for surveying long structures like pipelines. There's really a long list of very sensible, beneficial, important applications.
Drone use at home could be widespread in the next few years. A bill passed in Congress last year requires the Federal Aviation Administration to facilitate widespread use by 2015. Target and Macy's are suing Visa and MasterCard. The suit comes after the companies dropped out of a multi-billion dollar settlement over credit and debit card fees. The retailers say card companies undermined competition. They point to default rates and nearly identical rules for accepting cards at stores. Why did Target and Macy's drop out of the $7.2 billion settlement deal? They say the deal didn't safeguard against more anti-competitive behavior in the future. Multiple reports this week that the phone maker HTC is struggling, and now the company's partnership with Facebook seems to be faltering. A European launch of a new HTC smartphone with Facebook's new home screen software has been delayed. Facebook's Home was rolled out earlier this week or this year, but negative customer feedback and poor sales here in the U.S. have pushed back a launch across the pond.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. By Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is hosting this year's G8 Summit. Learn more about the region's business credentials online at g8ni2013.com. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to diabetes care and changing lives for 90 years. NovoNordisk-US.com.
Now, it sounds like something out of a comic book, and until recently, Google's X Labs were kind of a secret compound, or at least a place that wasn't broadcasting its experiments to the public. But that is changing. Google Glass, the company's web streaming spectacles, were born there. The Bay Area facility was recently visited by a Bloomberg Businessweek reporter and the editor of the magazine, Josh Tieringel. He says the labs are a place where scientists can think big ideas with a lot of freedom.
The idea is within Google to create a moonshot factory. And moonshots are those ideas that 99 times out of 100 are so audacious and so crazy that they're going to fail. But one time in 100, you succeed and you change the way the world works. So Sergey Brin and Larry Page were big admirers of Xerox PARC, big admirers of AT&T's Bell Labs. And they thought, you know, why not do this within Google?
And we know a couple of those things, right? The self-driving car and Google Glass. Those both came out of Google X. Tell me about some of the interesting things that maybe people don't know about yet.
What we know about is that they just purchased a company that makes what I would call stationary gliders that float up into the atmosphere, are tethered to the Earth, and can create energy that they then run down to a base station. How they go about the process is really, it's about intellectual talent. So the project Google X is run by a guy named Astro Teller. Astro is not his real name. His real name is Eric, but it's fitting that you would have a guy named Astro running this. Astro Teller's grandfather was William Teller, who ran the Manhattan Project. He's a deep, deep scientist. And what he's been able to do is recruit other scientists who want to play in the world's biggest sandbox. They're having these amazing conversations that are simultaneously sort of at the eighth grade boy level and also at the Nobel Prize winning scientist level.
What's your impression coming away from this place as to how much of an impact it may or may not actually have on our lives?
Well, look, I think not every product or project has the same pull on my imagination and my emotions. And so when you put on a pair of Google Glass, and the utility of it is not immediately apparent. And then you listen to Sergey talk about the disruption of driverless cars. And when you really begin to play it out, what you're talking about is something that could eliminate traffic deaths, could change the model of ownership. You're talking about not owning cars, but now sharing cars in communities. It really, you begin to sketch it out and you think, well, if they can do that, oh my God, that could be the most disruptive development of my lifetime. And the experience of actually hearing Sergey Brin talk about it, it makes you realize that this is one of the rare people who might actually be able to say that they changed the world twice if this comes off.
Josh Tieringel is the editor at Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
And a bike powered with hydrogen peroxide is cool, but how about when that bike goes 163 miles per hour? Francois Gissy just set that land speed record on a highway in France. It sounded like this. He didn't use the stuff you find at the drugstore, of course. To get that kind of kick, you need hydrogen peroxide concentrate. The peroxide is combined with a catalyst like silver to make heat, water, and then steam. The steam shoots out of a tiny nozzle on the bike to push it forward. Pretty cool. And bravo to Francois for following that all-important cyclist's rule. Always wear a helmet. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
It's a metaphor we know, but safety nets come in all varieties, government programs, charities, or friends and family.
We would be given a nickel for ice cream at night, and instead of buying ice cream, I would save it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the first in our series, Safety Net Confessionals, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.